Hello dear friends, it's Friday, it's a new day, it's beautiful, it's sunny, and we have a new topic. We're looking at etiquette. Etiquette has been simplified as good manners. A quick Google search tells us that etiquette is the customary code of polite behavior. There are written etiquette rules, and then there's basic etiquette by common sense. Yeah, we've heard so many times, common sense is not common to everyone. But then our interest lies in basic etiquette by common sense. We're human and sometimes we fail to observe good manners. But it's inexcusable to be constantly exhibiting bad manners. So the question is, what are some of the good manners that everyone should have that we deem common sense? Let's hear it.
Hi V, thank you so much for giving me this wonderful opportunity to talk about manners etiquette. So the first one I'm going to talk about is phone calls. You call somebody for two times at max and they haven't picked up, please do not call for 50 times. They'll definitely call you back. It means they're busy. The second thing I want to talk about is table manners. When you're dining with probably a group of people and your phone rings, kindly excuse yourself and answer your call privately. Or probably if at all it's not really that urgent, you can pick up afterwards. The third thing I would like to talk about is general public manners. When you're in public, please do not shout across the room or across the streets, hello, you know, hi, how are the people at home? Across the streets, no. It's better you go close to the person and have a normal conversation, not across the streets. And the last thing I would like to talk about is probably when you are in public, there's a queue or people are seated or in a train or in a bus and there's an elderly person that comes by, they're standing and you're seated, probably as a young person or somebody, not really a young person, but you're younger than them, please give the elderly person a seat. It's really important and I mean you just feel good at the end of the day.
Hi V. So some common sense good manners that everybody should have, I think, are that people must be able to respect other people's privacy. Somebody must be thoughtful of their surrounding every time, and somebody must speak with caution and kindness. I also think listening before speaking is good manners, you know. People must not always rush to respond before somebody is done talking. A good listener must first listen before they give a response to somebody. Yes, so also always saying please and thank you should always be part of everybody, you know. And people must not be boastful, must not be arrogant, and must not be rude. So I think those are some of the common manners I think that everybody should have, as well as getting up to answer the phone away from the crowd that you're in. I really think answering the phone while in a crowd is really bad manners. So I really think people should excuse themselves when their phone rings in order not to disturb other people that are listening into a conversation, or maybe they're in a meeting or at a seminar, you know. And at such events, phones must always be kept on silent or vibration. Thank you. Thank you.
I must say, I am one of those people who believe good manners definitely have an influence on you. So here are some common sense good manners I believe everyone should have. When people ask you how you are, tell them and then ask them how they are. When asking for something, say please. When you receive something, be appreciative and say thank you. As you walk through a door, look to see if you can hold it open for someone else. Cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze, and please, don't pick your nose in public. Last but not least on my list, knock on closed doors and wait to see if there's a response before you can actually enter. Thank you.
Hello, V. Talking about etiquette, I think it is important for one who is projecting good etiquette, which is a set of good behaviors as they are interacting with their audience, to be able to smile, give eye contact, as well as shake hands when necessary with their audience. Their body language should be one which is welcoming, accommodating. And good etiquette also requires that you show your audience respect that they deserve, in the sense that you allow them chance to be able to respond to your message, give them an opportunity to ask questions which they might need to do in order for the message that you're projecting to be clarified. So in all, I can say that good etiquette requires that you project a message in a dignified way, where you are showing empathy to your audience. That's all I can say about etiquette.
Thank you so much, guys, Victor, Kapundu, Sheila, and Siwongile, for your very insightful and valid contributions on the important topic of etiquette. Let's do a second episode next week on Friday. Until then, stay loving.